Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday, 6 till 7 Pacific time, 6 years in February. Whoa! But today we have a very, very special show. We have holiday, we have Christmas, and we have 2018 coming. This show will be so uplifting, so happy. We will be talking about serious stuff too. We'll be playing amazing songs. We'll be talking to artists that I just am crazy about. One of them, Ivan Smirnov, he is here maybe 4 or 5 times already, and he is our friend, very, very good friend. He will tell us about what's going on in his life and his touring and travels and new music, and what can I say? I love him, and he has an accent. We also have a new friends to our show, Accent On, and I'm very, very excited to meet them. First, I was introduced to Rob by Dexter. Dexter. And Dexter is our friend too. He was here a few months ago. We were talking about violence against women. We were talking about his shows that he was putting together and tried to raise money. And his organization is?
The hip hop.
.org?
Yeah.
Yes. I will just right away give, if we forgot something, the right name for the website. Anyway, but yes, he sent me info, said, I would love you to meet my friend Rob, and he just wrote a song. Song is amazing because, obvious, that's why he is here, and very, very important for what's going on right now in California. Yeah. We know that California is the heaven for everybody, and yeah, we are close to the holidays, close to the new year. Everybody's supposed to just celebrate life and celebrate our housing and beautiful decoration, but we know California is burning. Then, Rob, if you can introduce yourself to our listeners. Your song is about that. It's called State of Emergency. Okay, then what is your name?
Well, my name is Rob Wright. That's W-R-I-T-E. I'm from Oxnard, California. And I'm an R&B recording artist. And, I wrote the song State of Emergency from my hotel, where we got evacuated from my apartment because our apartment complex burned down, but our unit actually survived the fire. But so we evacuated, and you know, I had mixed emotions about everything that was going on. So in my hotel room, I came up with this song because I was just so proud of my city, you know, proud of all the firefighters and just all the people around me who just all came together. They helped me. Some people helped me out with, you know, being in the hotel. And, you know, I had our neighbors or friends of ours, their place is completely gone, you know. So it's been a crazy couple weeks. But, you know, I had it in me to write a song about just the situation, about just being so proud, you know.
Yeah, that's what is just very special about your creativity in this moment. Yeah. And us as an artist, we always have something to say in a situation like that. And we can take this into very, very, very sad place. We can take this to more uplifting message to everybody. And honestly, that's what we were doing for the last 2 weeks. And still, we are sitting in front of TV, and we know it's not far away, fire from us. But still, when we are not 100% like affected. It's yeah. like it's almost like, oh, it's not ISIS, not ISIS. But this fire is closer and closer to so many of our friends' houses, and you know what? It's not stopping. Then I cannot even imagine what you were feeling in a moment when fire was so close. Everybody said, oh, you need to grab something and just take with you. Right. Did you think this way? Did you take something?
Well, what's funny is because, you know, I live with my girlfriend, and when it first was happening, she started packing, you know, and I'm like, no, we don't need to pack. You know, we'll come back. Everything will be perfectly fine. So I'm like telling her, don't worry about it. And we were actually just going to go ahead and go to sleep because where I live is like actually on a hill. And so I'm a backup. So it happened because she's going through school right now, yeah. right? And it was finals, and she was, you know, very depressed and, you know, just very, not depressed, I don't use the word depressed, but she was just very sad because she felt like she didn't do good in her finals. So I was at the studio at the time, and usually I stay at the studio very late. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt bad for her. So I left early to go get her, like, some flowers, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, right? Some points on. But, yeah, I left, got her some flowers. And I rushed home. And I get out the car, and then the lights go out. And, you know, the whole city, just lights just start going out. So I'm standing outside with the flowers like, what's going on here, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I rush in the house because I knew she was in there by herself. And I get in there, and, you know, she's just like, thank God you're home, you know. And then she tells me, we start talking about the fire. I look outside, and I see, like, the flames, you know, over the hill. And I'm just like, we've had fires around here before. I think we'll, you know, be fine. And then she's like, well, I'll trust you enough to leave it in your hand. Mm. So then I was like, well, she just said that. I can't just be like, yeah, let's go to sleep, and then something yeah. happened, you yes. know. So then we ended up leaving because I was like, I don't want to chance anything. So we take off, and we stop by my church first just to kind of make sure everything was okay. And then we go to my sister's house to stay. And then while we're there, we get a text from one of our friends with a picture of our apartment. And it was just up in flames, you know. So we're just like, you know, she just immediately starts crying. And yeah, it was tough. So just so many different emotions were just going, you know. And then so after a while, we went to the hotel. A couple family and friends helped us stay in a hotel for a little while. And yeah, that's, you know, where I started writing the song and, you know.
We will listen right now. I think it's a perfect time to play your music. And then we'll be talking a little bit more, because I really want to know what all of us will take with us if something like that will happen. And I was thinking about this, of course, a few days into the fire, and I had a real trouble. And I practically didn't care about anything except one or two little tiny things. You know, then we'll talk about this. But for right now, Rob Wright, State of Emergency.
Breaking news in Southern California, where thousands of firefighters are waging an all-out battle against six major wildfires now. President Trump declaring a state of emergency, those fires burning from Ventura County right down to San Diego County.
This hillside is gone. It is just blackened earth. At the very top, you see what used to be homes.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to hide. It's okay to feel tonight. It's okay to grieve. It's okay, just breathe. We're all still human beings. We can pick back up tomorrow. It's a temporary thing in our life that we see. I see new dreams come out of sorrow. An extraordinary thing. Just believe.
We just found more homes that were destroyed. Brian, my photographer, and I just arrived on the scene, and look at these apartments here. On North Kalorama, you can see fire crews are just dousing this building right now with a massive water cannon, and they're drenching it. And I can show you why.
I see my city burn to the ground. My favorite place is out. It's okay, my friends, Now it's time to let love in. And all those people in the dark, let's let our light shine from our hearts. We can't let tragedy win. We can pick back up tomorrow. It's a temporary thing in our life that we see. I see new dreams come out of sorrow. An extraordinary thing, just believe. I see my city burn to the ground. My favorite places I will go are nowhere to be found. I see my city turn around with no color, sex, or gender to divide us now. I don't know where this will go, but we will be okay. And if we stick together, we will get through this unforgettable day. I seen my city burn to the ground. My favorite places I will go are nowhere to be found. I seen my city turn around with no color, sex, or gender to divide us now. I see my city turn to the ground. My favorite places I will go are nowhere to be found. I see my city turn around with no color, sex, or gender.
We have crews surrounded this whole area. We're going to make a stand, and we're going to protect all the ones that we can.
Wow.
Awesome. Wow.
Awesome.
Very touching.
Thank you.
Beautiful,
thank
you. Beautiful. You know what I love about this song? That it's hooky. It's really pop. It's really, you almost can repeat right away.
Touchy
message
and catchy.
Is, touchy and catchy. And you know what? You're good writer. Is this your lyrics too?
Yes, yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Beautiful voice.
And great song.
You know,
thank
yes,
you.
Because thank most anthems, most serious songs are just you want to cry right
away.
Right,
the production too.
But this is like between crying and between just smiling a little bit, because you're right, you see your city, you know, burning to the ground, but you know with people around that all can be rebuilt, you know, because we are together.
Absolutely.
That's the day. That's a Christmas. That's our 2011. That's really scary situation that so many people face still, you know, when it comes to the fire. But boy, will we be okay. We will
absolutely.
Be okay.
We'll
you have
through.
Your cousin with us in the studio also. What is your name?
My name is Ray. I'm with Bramworth Productions. We're doing all the production for Rob right now. Especially in the fire.
Yeah.
I wasn't evacuated, but I was pretty close, though. So I understand the song, and it's super emotional to me as well.
How is to work with family? Is this good, you think?
That's great.
You know each other probably.
We've been through a lot of ups and downs, but we learn a lot about each other, and it's helped us in everything that we've done.
Again, what is your company about?
It's Bramworth Productions. You can see us on at Bramworth Productions on IG and Bramworth.com, BramworthProductions.com.
What are you doing?
There as well.
You're like mysterious. What is your company about? What are you doing?
We do video production. So we do more so promotional videos. We're working on a documentary for Rob right now, as well as promotional videos with content marketing.
Wonderful. And we have videographer with us in the studio. He's operating cameras. But what is his name?
This is Carlos here. He is the man behind the camera who's putting in all the work.
Wonderful.
I do more of the talking.
Thank you, Carlos.
He puts in all the work.
Okay, we'll move a little bit to Ivan Smirnov, because I know some songs that you were singing before, they had big meaning too. You had some very important messages in your songs. And then could you tell us a little bit, you know what? Oh, you need to choose. We'll be talking about your touring and travels, or you will pick up the guitar right now, play something live, and then we'll be talking about what's going on in your life. You choose.
I'll finish big, you know. Okay.
You want the big finish?
Yeah, I'll finish
then
big.
What is bigger, playing your amazing song?
Playing a song, yeah, I'll finish with playing a song.
Live, or you want me to play pre-recorded?
We can start with the recording, and we'll talk, and then I'll do the live.
Oh, my gosh. Then, what is the title? I have far.
That's why they call it Maybe. Yes.
Maybe. I love this song. Oh, my gosh. I hope people will love it the same, like State of Emergency, even when it's so serious. It's just hope in the air, and with
yes,
you,
it is.
Maybe it's the same. It's about
Christmas.
It's
hope in the air. It's about. It has a Christmas feel to it. It has a kind of springy feel to it, and you just have to listen. It's about love. It's romantic, and it's about, you know, pulling through to make something great happen.
Love it, love it.
You said I'm just a dreamer, a Christmas believer. So why are you still standing here? I wonder if we could just come. That's why they call it. You said you had it with love now. You've learned how to be cold now. But why are your eyes so wet? So let's play those old tapes and erase all the mistakes and just feel the breeze. The sun was on its way. Stay in this moment forever, and maybe it's you and I. Take it, it's not a no or a yes, just a place for the spring to rise. That's why I call it. That's why they call it a maybe.
Oh, we are so lucky today. We have two premieres, amazing two songs. And you know what? The hope, again, hope, 2018.
And you were the first one again to play this song. It's first time on the air.
I'm hoping this is bringing to all of us amazing good luck. And again, state of emergency. This is something I'm so, so happy that I caught in a moment that we can play in a Christmas show on the 26th. This is like just perfect. And again, I need to say thank you to Dexter Nannery, because he's a founder and president of hiphophelp.org, and he's our friend, and I wanted him to be here with us, but he has something important to do, and I know he'll be back. And again, I'm dreaming that we'll be putting big show together, because all of us have something to say to the world, and mostly about love, about hope, about meaning of life. And, you know, artists, we are there to create and just bring all of this to people who want to listen. And they will and want to listen to these great songs. That's, okay, then, that's why they call it
Maybe
and State of Emergency, even when it's a serious title. Boy, is so great message about love and everybody just helping each other and rebuilding everything, whatever was destroyed once. Because one thing that you don't destroy is a love.
Yes. True.
That's for sure. Yes. Okay, Ivan.
All right.
Smirnov, you are traveling too much.
Yeah, I just want to sometimes have a break, but, you know, things just came up like that. And so first half of the year it was Russia. You know, going to Russia, doing a video for That's Why They Call It Maybe, with my dear friends, school friends, actually, that I grew up with, Frost Motion and PSK Productions. The guys basically doing something amazing as well. They do cartoons and videos, and they did this music video for me. And it's they're just putting finishing touches to it. It's about to come out. Pretty much probably at the end of this year, which is soon. And then it was India. Huh. India was just unbelievable. It's just, like I said, it hit me with colors and richness and culture and different music. And I got to work with amazing musicians. For example, Marilyn D'Souza, who is like one of the most popular female producers and musicians in India. And we also have a collaboration, which we're mixing Russian folk and Indian music, and we're going to release that in January as well. And another peace anthem with an Indian rapper, Jijo, who's the song is called We All Bleed Red, or simply Red, which is also an amazing song we collaborated on. Basically, India was amazing. I wrote a lot of songs in there. I opened a studio this year. I built a studio at home and recorded pretty much two albums worth of material already, which is all going to be 2018. It's all going to be there. It's going to be crazy. And my announcement today, first announcement, public announcement, that my song, my Christmas song, is going to be on a federal channel in Russia.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's going to be. Yes, it's going to be. I just found out. We're just getting, like, we're literally negotiating a contract right now with the federal channel.
Woo!
And I can't believe this.
That sounds scary and also hopeful.
It sounds great.
I don't know, but it sounds amazing. Awesome. I know.
And I'm not going to be singing it, though. I wrote a song. I acted as a producer. And a songwriter, but it's gonna be sung by a Russian Santa Claus, which is Father Frost. That's what they call. So he's gonna be singing my song. I'm very very privileged to have such a great character, a magical wizard of Christmas, sing my song.
Congratulations! So. You know, you were mentioning about the Indian influence in your life, and I will be having, I will be having over and over one of my wonderful students. I was coaching for 2 years, and now we finished the album, and in January we'll be on iTunes. But I was so influenced by, of course, her roots and her love for the EDM and music. Overall, but I wrote something. I'll play only 30 seconds because I don't want to take too much time of our show. But I'm so proud of Abby Govder and me being, I don't know, influenced by music that before. I love it, but I never wrote so much stuff in this style. But I think we will put something together soon.
We will.
Yes.
We will.
Feel the rhythm of the music.
I am of myself.
Beautiful.
Of course, writing songs like that. Thank you, Dan Solovitz, for production.
Beautiful.
Abby Gauder for singing. Her album will be on iTunes, Another Life, in September 6 songs. And we had on Sarod Stephen Day. And we had Mr. Yannick Collin, who is a French-speaking rapper. Actor
cool.
from Canada. He was joining us on the track. Then we were like so accented and we were very excited. And I'm so proud of you that you also, Ivan, are loving this style of music.
Yes, I'm mixing, of course, I'm mixing with my style, which is called Blitz Rock. I call it, I self branded it.
Everybody
Blitz
needs
rock.
To repeat. Blitz?
Yes, Blitz Rock.
Rock. Blitz is something in Russian.
No, it's something in German.
In German?
Yeah.
And?
It's a German
means
word, means lightning.
Lightning?
Lightning, it's like lightning happens when a few things collide in the sky, like clouds.
Blitz.
And that means the collision of genres and a fusion that creates a beautiful spark. So, Blitz Rock, and I'm mixing it, I'm infusing it with the steroid of Indian music.
Woo-hoo!
That's what I'm going to do. And it's going to be
hot. And I cannot wait to introduce you to Rajiv, who I know he has amazing events. He's speaking to hundreds of people and serious stuff, and not only serious, but I know that he will love all of us. And who knows what 2018 will bring.
Of course.
Better something very cool.
It's a year of a brown earth dog,
and
which is a stability and, you know, harvesting everything you worked on for years. So this year is going to rock.
Rob, powerful.
Yes.
Rob, that's what we were talking about.
It's going to rock.
This is the journey.
We're
going to
harvest.
Okay, because I feel like this is a little bit family show.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Natasha, my daughter, we met because of Natasha. I'm talking to Ivan, and I'm so happy that she somehow put the connection together.
Thank
but
you,
yeah,
Natasha.
She's working with a lot of artists. She's working on her whole album, which I cannot wait. My own daughter, in age of 23, will be having an album when so many artists I'm working with in the age of 15, 16, they have albums on iTunes, and my daughter doesn't. But now she will have. This is the 2018, like you say.
Exactly.
This is the time for big stuff. But yes, it's one of the songs that I would like to play a little bit apart this time, The Way We Are, The Way You Love Me.
Someone told me that one day I'd need to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried but somehow I can't let go.
if you could leave me. If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Could love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. Shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me.
Love you the way you are. Yeah, so cute. I'm so proud of my daughter. Yes. Again, people, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa. I am presenting to the world the biggest talents that I can find around. And I think I have amazing taste. One more time in the studio, we have our new friend to Accent on. I cannot wait to haul your album. And your name is?
Rob Wright.
And if we want to find you, how we can find you?
You can go to my Instagram. It's at Rob Wright. If you go on YouTube, you just type in Rob Wright, and that's R-O-B-W-R-I-T-E. And you can find my music there.
We cannot wait. And we were listening today to State of Emergency. Wonderful, wonderful song about fire, about situation,
very
letting
important.
People yeah. being together and just loving each other and building everything what maybe one day is destroyed, you know. Then we have Ivan. Ivan with you. Ivan Swirnov from Privet Earth.
Yes, Privet Earth.
Yes, you are traveling like crazy. I know that, wow, the situation with your Christmas song and being played in
yes,
Russia.
Yes,
it's now,
crazy.
But we have you here and we have your guitar. How can we not let
I
people
know.
Listen to your voice live? Let's do that.
My guitar is just asking for it.
Ask for that, but you can get yourself ready. But before you get ready, I will play. This is my right. Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss. Even when I say this is Christmas, is New Year, we all need to have just optimistic point of view for the future. And I want to give people Eternal Kiss. And then we'll be listening to Ivan playing his songs. And he doesn't want to tell us what he'll be playing.
Surprise.
Supposed to be surprised. But okay, for right now, Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa.
We smile and kiss and beg, so be the hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body heat tonight, so sing forever young. Smile and kiss and beg, so be the hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body heat, eternal kiss, eternal kiss. Oh, it's twisting into life and
Ilona Europa, Amazon, almost 70 songs there. Anyway, that's a European way of really, you know, four to the floor with, of course, UK DJs. And it's a cool song. And like all of you and us artists, we have so much to offer. And hopefully people who are listening to the show love us. Because again, 2018, like Ivan said, this is the best year of our lives. Yes. And we work so hard to be heard.
Yes.
And now, Ivan, what is the surprise? What do you
okay.
be playing?
Okay. I was thinking about to summarize this show, what's been going on and the fires and the whole spirit of trying to, you know, rebuild the communities and go and get back home, you know, and that's kind of been the main theme. And also the Christmas spirit as well, getting back home. And I thought of, you know, I'm going to play this song. This song for me, you know, there are some songs that you write that are very special to your heart, kind of very personal. And this song is called Through the Music. It's arguably the very first song I wrote on American soil. But I've recorded actually recently in my home studio. It's going to be, I haven't yet released it properly. So it's kind of a new song, even though it's an old song. And it's one of those tunes, you know.
All new is always old, and old is always new.
And it's called
What's
Through the
title?
Music.
Through the Music.
Through the Music.
Okay, and live performing. Ivan Smilnov.
Just make sure you can hear my guitar on this, right?
Okay, let's see. Try. Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Walk away from all of these troubles, all of these heartaches and pain. Yeah, get up, just go ahead. All that you need is, all that you need is, get out of your bed. Come on, make your way home through the music. Come on, make your way home to see her face. Come on, make your way home and never lose it. And if you'll make it alone, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
the best year of our life yet to come. And what can I say? We have amazing artists here. I have a feeling that we all will be friends and something good will come out of this meeting here. Because how can we put people together? Thank you, Dexter, for putting us together.
Some vodka, Ivan. And we got a party.
Vodka is always there when it comes to Polish and Russian people. Something like that we have always somewhere. Okay, yep. Then.
In my pocket.
I know.
With car keys, right?
It's not true. They don't drink. But anyway.
I know.
Can you say a little bit, Rob, your album? You are creating. I know you're writing, and you have a lot of songs the same like Ivan. But you know, always when you need to put your music out to the people's hands. As a songwriter and singer, it's scary because you need to know what represents you in the best way. And I am over that because I tell this to my beautiful student artists and who also are writing or co-writing, my daughter, I'm like, no, if this is your child because you gave birth to the song, I'm sure it's great and I'm sure somebody will fall in love with. Don't judge your greatness. But a lot of artists are going, I need to wait. Maybe second song is better. Oh, maybe this. No, you put it out. Let people decide what they like. Yeah. But what is your politics when it comes to new stuff?
Actually, it's funny you say that because my album, I'm believing it's going to be called No Apologies for that kind of reason there. You know what I mean? When I first started, I was in that process of like, I don't know if I should put this song out, you know. Ray knows, he knows. I have like a bunch of music that just sits there, you know. But now I'm in the process of like, I'll go in the studio, you know, once I have the music, and then I'll just record, and then I'll throw it out there. Because if I sit on it, you know, it's just going to be like...
And you know, you always can redo the song, because sometimes, you know, just a different configuration of music and situation, you bring another light. Look at what Ed Sheeran does with his songs. He's Beyonce on his track, and he have, you know, opera, him. You know, it's good for him. And people, if people fall in love with you, they will fall in love. And audience just wants us to be honest with what we create and just let them listen and say they like or they don't, and mostly they do.
Yeah,
you know. Okay, then promise that you will be back here with your new songs.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Where is your studio? Where are you recording?
I'm out of Ventura. I have my own studio.
Good for you. Yeah, come on. Now we can like drive between Ventura and your studio. Ivan,
it's in Lake Balboa here in Van Nuys, basically.
Woo.
And it's also at my house, and it's called. It's literally brand new and. I guess I'm going to call it Private Jupiter.
We like it.
Yeah.
Are you also a man for hire?
Yeah. Yes, I am available.
What about Rob? Are you men for hire, artists for hire, or are you only doing your stuff?
Yeah, just mostly private, yeah.
Mostly?
Yeah,
mostly. You need to share your talent with people. The inspiration will come out from all of us.
But you guys are more than welcome to come
Absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. We can use your voice. We can use any ideas on collaboration.
Yeah, we should collaborate. You got a great voice.
Thank you. Likewise.
Privyet Earth, how we can find you?
PrivetEarth.com and at PrivetEarth anywhere from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter to Russian Facebook if you read Russian.
I love you. You know, I have your album in my car and we know practically every song. And it's the winter one. The love, love, love.
Yes,
love,
the
love,
Forest
love,
Queen.
Love.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Can you play like even 20 seconds, 30 seconds of something that is like, just say, we have guitar here. We need to use you, abuse you. Yeah. This is the time for working hard. End of the year.
Love, love, love.
Yes. Of whatever you want. One of, any song from this album. Okay. Whatever you like.
From Breaking the Ice.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Fall in love because nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows, so just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows, so just die. Stand on mountain heights, rivers and blue skies, getting back together. Perfect rainbows lie.
Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time.
Nobody knows when it's time.
Nobody knows, so just die. Yeah, die with me so deep. I'm reading on your lips, coming to my sunshine. But if I hit the ground, I'll sail it you down before the day is through. Perfect rainbow slide. So I fly, fly, fly. I fly.
Are we lucky? That was a good idea.
Cause nobody knows when it died. Missed ya.
Nobody knows.
Together. Nobody knows. Just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows. So just die. Yeah, I fall in love, cause nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows when it died. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Stop the clock, cause nobody. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
Yay.
It.
Thank you so much. Accent on Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We are in the studio with
Privet Earth.
And Ivan Smirnov.
Yes, my name Ivan Smirnov,
and
a.k.a. Privet Earth.
And
Rob Wright.
And
Bramworth Productions. Ray.
Wonderful. And your friend?
Carlos.
Okay. And of course, Ilona Europa is 5:50. We need to say bye-bye, but all of these wonderful people, they will be back. I promise, and hopefully I can get them all on a one stage and just raise money for something, because so many people need our help, and we will do it, we promise.
2018.
So happy 2018. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.